96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Out with the old and in with the new. We hear that a lot as we come to the end of the year. But how do you, as they say, walk into the new year like a boss when you have so much baggage from this year? Well, tonight we're going to unpack that baggage. Nicole is here. Nicole Turner, detox strategist and author of the upcoming book, Live Now, Die Later. We're going to talk about that, too. Ooh, that title. Ooh, boy. Yeah. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that you are decided to spend a little bit of time with us tonight.
I'm glad you invited me to spend a little time.
Well, that's right. Well, we're going to see exactly what you have to say about detoxing 2017 for 2018. And don't forget, of course, we are taking your calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let us know how you plan on unpacking your 2017 baggage so that you can walk into 2018 like a boss. All right, Nicole. Everybody wants to do better in the new year, but it's easier said than done for so many of us. Why is that?
Well, we've grown accustomed to our behaviors and our habits, and so it's kind of hard to let go of that. Our hearts and our minds are in the right place, but our actions sometimes tend to be lacking. Like, we all have good intentions. We want to do better, but doing better is not as easy for other people.
Why do you say that?
Because we're used to, we've grown accustomed to the way we've always done things. And so people don't like change. Having a better year, a new year, an improved year, better you requires change. And some people are very fearful of change.
But isn't this time of the year, this transition from one year to the next, often the best time to make those changes? That's when we are often most mentally or emotionally fit. You get your New Year's Eve midnight kiss, and then you're ready to move forward. Isn't this the best time?
I would say this is one of the best times to make a change in your life because it's a new year, new season. So everybody wants to like throw out the old and improve on things that they feel were lacking in the previous year. So, yes, in some ways it is a really good time.
Okay. So do you recommend New Year's resolutions?
Well, I personally don't do New Year resolutions, but I do recommend them for people who are really trying to make change in their life. The reason why I don't just do New Year resolutions is because a lot of times when you focus on the new year, it tends to be a temporary thing. But if you try to make incremental changes throughout the year, it's more lasting. But the New Year resolution is a start for change.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people go hard, you know, December 31st. January 1st, January 2nd, you know, they go really, really hard. Do they burn out?
Burnout is part of it. When you just think about it, when you're driving your car, when you hit the gas really fast or really hard, mm-hmm. you go really fast, and then at some point you level out.
Okay.
Right. And that's what happens when you're making your New Year resolutions. Like, a lot of people want to get in the gym and lose weight, but there's a preparation that comes with that. First of all, you have habits of, I haven't been working out or I haven't been eating right. And all of a sudden you want to just do it, but you haven't done the steps to prepare yourself to get there.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about out with the old, in with the new. How do you make the transition from 2017 to 2018 when you still have a lot of baggage? We're taking your calls, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Elder Harvey calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, to sum up the whole entire message, I'm going to say that for the year of 2017, I went through a whole lot of drama and a whole lot of problems with people, but I said I was going to let it go, put it behind me, forget about it, and move on into my brand new year of 2018.
Okay. So what's the process for you letting it go? Is it like quitting smoking for some people, just going cold turkey, or is there a process for you?
I mean, no, just a lot of being talked about, being harassed and threatened everything, and, you know, being picked at and, you know, putting up with a bunch of he say, she say, and all of that. So I said, well, I'm not going to worry about none of it. I'm just going to give it to God and just, you know, let it go.
Okay. Well, Elder Harvey, we hope that you do have a successful 2018 and you just drop that baggage by the side of the road for 2017. Thank you.
And I'm from Union Temple Baptist Church.
Union. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now, here's my question about what Elder Harvey just said. He talked about being talked about and dealing with unpleasant people and all of these things just bundled up in one. Is it them or is it him? How do you know that?
So in some instances, we play a key role in the things that come into our lives. So if you have a lot of, if at every corner there's something negative coming your way, you have to be introspective. You have to ask yourself, what am I putting out there that are bringing, you know, these people who are talking bad about me, these people who are lying on me, all this negativity that's coming into my life? You have to take a look at yourself, because if it's a circle that continues to happen, a cycle that continues to happen, there is a role that you're playing in that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so proud of him for saying he made a decision, because that is part of the process. The initial part is to make a decision to let it go.
But okay, now here's the thing, though. Even if you have to look at yourself in the mirror and you have to be introspective, is it also possible that you are doing something, but that you're not doing something wrong? Is it possible that you've got, as they say, haters out there because you've become so successful and that people are looking at you askance and that they don't like to see the emotional success, the business success, the personal success that you are radiating?
And that is part of it. You have people in your circle. We all have those people in our circle who we think are, you know, our friends and our family members who would be happy for us. But as we start to change and they're still the old person, they have a difficult time with accepting the new us. And sometimes that does bring around people who hate on us and people who are not happy for us. And that means you need to change your circle, because you want people in your life who are on the pathway to where you're going, or who are already there, not people who are part of your past, part of the old you. Because what's going to happen is they're going to continue to bring up what you used to do. Mm-hmm. As you're on this pathway to being a better you, they're going to be like, oh, well, I remember when you did X, Y, and Z. And that doesn't help you in any way. So you're right. In some instances, people are hating on you.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to detox strategist Nicole Turner about out with the old, in with the new, getting rid of that 2017 baggage, and having a new attitude in 2018. What are you planning to do to make a life change, to make your 2018 better than your 2017? Daniel, calling from D.C. Daniel, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was at an old job before, but they kind of did a lot of hating. How can I detox myself in 2018 now that I have a new job? But before I stop, I want to kind of detox myself. How do I do that?
Oh, that's a really good question.
So if you had an old job where they were hating and you have a new job now, it sounds like the people who were around you are no longer there. So that's one positive.
But I want to make sure that I kind of self-detox before I start that, because I don't want to bring that old me. Because don't get me wrong, I think some of it could have been me, even though I know most of it was them, but sometimes I think we have to look in the mirror and detox ourselves. So what are your strategies for detoxing ourselves to move to make sure we don't get the same outcome in the new job?
So I think it's good that you want to take a look at your behavior and if there were any actions that you were doing that led people to respond to you or interact with you in a certain way. So I do advise being reflective, which it sounds like you're already trying to do. And then think about, In that old job, what are some of the patterns that you saw consistently with the people who you interacted with and work with? And what role did you play in that, if any? And it could very easily be, as we just mentioned, people see your success or how you're elevating in life and they're just hating. But it is very important to ask yourself, how did I interact with them? How did I treat them? How did I respond to them when they did certain things to me or said certain things to me? How can I better handle situations? Am I proactive or reactive? And if you are reactive, how are you reactive? Are you reactive from a place of anger? Are you reactive from a place of understanding? Or, you know, you're kind of in the middle. So I think you're on the right path and looking inward, but I would also recommend doing some of those things.
Daniel, did you have any friends on that job?
I had a couple of friends, but they kind of, turned their back, I would say, when it was time to, because they knew I was right, but they kind of turned their back on me during the hard times. So I wouldn't even call them friends, you know.
But that's why I was asking, because I wasn't really asking about those that you would not call friends. I'm talking about someone who, from that previous job, that even as you transition to a new job in a new year, you would still call a friend. Is there anyone that there still that you trust?
Yes. Yes, they're the ones that actually let me know when the snowstorm was coming my way. I was able to kind of take, precautions, especially when I knew they were kind of coming after me.
So should he talk to those people at the old job that he still trusts about that detoxing process? Now that he's no longer there, he can ask for some flat-footed, plain-spoken, constructive criticism.
So what I usually ask people to do is get 2 or 3, 5 max people that you really trust and you think are going to be very transparent and very real with you, and ask them to give you a list of the 5 best qualities that you have and the 5 not-so-great qualities that you have that they've noticed in you. And if you see a common theme or a common trend amongst all the people, then it's probably good and bad. You know, if it's something good that everybody sees in you, that means that's great. That's not something you need to change. But if there's something negative that they're all are saying that they're noticing in you, because sometimes we're very subjective and we don't see things in ourselves that other people see. So if you know you have those people from that old job who are going to be honest with you and transparent with you, but you're also in a position where you're welcoming that information, good and bad, because in order for us to change, in order for us to grow, we have to be willing to accept good information as well as bad information. So I would recommend.
Well, let me just ask this last thing, because I know you all have to go, but what do you all think, especially you, Nicole, about interoffice relationships as it comes to detoxing? Do you think that, is it okay for me to maybe possibly, if it arrives, to have an interoffice relationship as I get ready to talk to myself, or do you say no against that?
You mean a romantic relationship?
Yes.
Are you kidding? In this day and age?
Everything that's in the news.
Oh, yeah.
But think about it. If you get involved with somebody that you work with, and then it goes sour, you still have to work with that person. And you may be a bigger person and don't let whatever happen negatively in the relationship to impact the working relationship, but you can't guarantee that the other person would do that. And one thing you don't want to do is to damage your reputation or the work environment. So I would say, tread a little cautiously with that.
Yeah, like don't. Daniel, look, I got to go. Happy New Year to you. And
thank you so much. Nicole was amazing. Thank
yeah,
you.
And I'm not too bad either. congratulations on the new job, man. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Please stay with us. We are detoxing 2017. Going into 2018 like a boss. Lines are still open and we are taking your phone calls. What are you doing to detox from 2017? We want to hear from you. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. We're talking about out with the old and in with the new, getting rid of the 2017 baggage and walking into 2018 like a boss. My guest is Nicole Turner, detox strategist and author of the upcoming book, Live Now, Die Later. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. By the way, if you want to find more information about Nicole, you can find her online at detoxstrategist.com. That's detoxstrategist.com. We're going to talk about her book in just a bit, but I want to go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Donna calling from D.C. Hey, Donna, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind?
Yes, I have a problem with that. I'm good with the old and with the new, but the old will not bring me my belongings. And he's calling the radio stations and letting everybody know and telling everybody false information that I'm stalking them. I just want my money that he took and my belongings. That's all I want from them. They mad because I put them on blast.
Well, let's not. We won't be. Hold on, Donna. Donna, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Let us not blast him on this program.
We ain't going to blast him.
Okay, but we're going to talk about, but I certainly want to talk about the issue. Yeah.
He's blasting me on you all radios.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. You're not aware.
Well.
But I know.
Well, I don't know who he is. Yeah.
Just give me my belongings. I'm done with you. Been done with you.
Okay. Well, here's the question for Nicole, because sometimes, you know, the baggage from the previous year, the year that's ending, has arms and legs and a heart and a brain, and it's still walking around with somebody's money and their belongings. So
my belongings are expensive.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that.
And I took care of them when they was homeless, living in a Mercedes with nothing.
Wow.
And fed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, took it to them, then gave them a place to stay for a week.
So Donna, hold on. Friend. Donna, hold on. Let me see if Nicole can address this short of getting a lawyer.
Yes. If you don't want to go the legal route, Donna, what I recommend, and I know it's hard when somebody has our belongings, but sometimes you just have to say that peace of mind is more important than the belongings.
You're right, but I'm doing that. I'm not pressing them. I can't get in contact. They call in your radio station.
Well, we've not spoken to him, so let's drop that piece.
You don't even know who it is.
Exactly.
So Donna, here's radio station. Donna,
okay, so go ahead.
Here's what I recommend, because it sounds like you're still emotionally vested in that relationship. On some level, you're not going to be able to move forward in your life if you keep holding on to that anger. We all know the universe has a way. If we put something out good, if we put something out bad, the universe has a way of giving that back to us. So you just turn that over and you focus on being the best version of yourself that you can be. If you did a lot of good for that person, you will get good back to you. But if you keep devoting your energy to what you did for him and how he still has your stuff and still has your money, it's doing more damage to you. And I don't know you, but I don't want you to take that into 2018. I want you to get the goodness that's out there for you, the love that's out there for you. And you just have to say, it's not worth me trying to get my stuff back. So what if that person is calling the radio station? If he doesn't mention you by name, nobody knows it's you.
So just
move on and let it go.
Well, Donna, I hope you have a good 2018. And thank you so much for giving us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So I want to talk a little bit. I have other questions, but I want to talk a little bit about Live Now, Die Later, because that's coming up next month. So you're walking into 2018 with a new book. What is Live Now, Die Later?
So Live Now, Die Later is so aligned with what we're talking about right now. So many people are living life by default. and not by design.
What do you mean by that, default?
Whatever is happening to them, they're just allowing it to happen. Whatever state of mind that they're in, they have reserved themselves to stay in that state of mind. And then they wonder why the cycles continue, the sadness, the heartbreak, the financial issues, whatever they're dealing with, continues to manifest itself in their lives. So in Live Now, Die Later, I'm giving people tips to live their best life now. There's so many people, there's a quote that says, you've lived 75 years, don't live the same year over 75 times. Because some people have gotten to a place where they're just stuck. And they don't know how to get unstuck. And then they're so unhappy with life circumstances and they're not doing anything to help themselves.
So talk to me about those tips.
So some of the tips is, you know, I'm always a big proponent of living in the present and letting go of the past, as we're talking about right now. And that's one of the handicaps for a lot of people. They keep reliving that and they can't move forward. Oh, you know, I had this job where my boss was the most horrible person. And every job that they go to, they have an expectation that something negative is going to happen because of that past experience. Instead of focusing on all the life's blessings and positive things, they're allowing those one or two negatives to consume them. So it starts with a mind shift. You know, expect good to happen. Focus on the positives that you want to bring into your life and manifest those things. And I recommend have a gratitude log. I tell people this every day. Write down something every single day that you're grateful for. And the more you focus on those things that you're grateful for, the more you're going to bring things into your life to be grateful for. And we all know, we've heard it numerous times, power of positive thinking. If you just continue to think positive thoughts, focus on, and it also means changing your circle sometimes. If you have a circle that's full of negative energy, we know misery loves company. Mm-hmm. We've all been places where somebody walks into the room and it sucks all the positive energy out of your life. Sometimes you may have to change your circle. Sometimes you have to say no to social media, because a lot of times when people are on social media, they're looking at other people's lives, which we know the highlight reels are always better than the reality, right? So you have to look at certain things that are impacting you. And live your best life now, live now, die later. I'm encouraging people to focus on those things that help them thrive, literally thrive in life.
You know, I was speaking to a friend of mine, this was a couple of months ago, and she made a really interesting comment. And this is a much younger person than I am. And one of the things she said that was bringing her down was that she was looking at friends and associates on social media and seeing how wonderful their lives are. And I just did one of those Scooby-Doo double takes. It was like, you know, in the sense that the first thing that came to mind was, really? Are you really looking at their, you know, what they are created specifically for social media and allowing it to bring you down when you are doing the same exact thing? And I think it is so, so important, when you talk about, you know, what you just suggested, that you do have to see social media for what it is. It is everyone's own story that they create. And when you create your own story, not everybody is going to talk about the bad stuff.
A lot of people aren't transparent about the negative things that are happening in their lives. On social media, I can be whomever I want to be.
Right.
I can paint the story, the canvas, to display whatever I want it to display. And when you are high on self-esteem and you know yourself, you don't concern yourself with what other people are doing. And I get that it's difficult for the younger generation, especially the millennials, you know, because this is the age that they're growing up in. This is how they interact with their friends. They keep up with what's going on and with celebrity news. But at the same time, if you're able to focus on you and your life goals and what you're trying to do and don't be so concerned with what other people are doing, you'll be a lot happier.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about getting rid of the baggage from 2017, detoxing 2017, and walking into 2018 with a much better attitude. If you have a question, if you have a comment, and certainly, how are you detoxing 2017? Give us a call. We'd like to hear from you at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talk to me about those toxic things that are holding us back from the previous year.
So there's a quote that I like. It says, "We do not heal the past by dwelling there. We heal the past by living fully in the present." And a lot of people are thinking about the negative things that could possibly happen in their life because of the things that happened in the past. So if you feel like you're in a constant state of fear or worry, that's a sign that you're probably holding on to the past. And if you're at a place where you feel like, I just can't trust anybody, I can't depend on anybody, you're reflecting on those things that happened in your past. And so I recommend that, one, you really look at what are you holding on to? Like, a lot of people are holding on to things that didn't just happen in 2017 or 2016, or holding on to things that happened in 86 or 96. And they can't let go of that because that's comfort for them. Even as unhappy as it is, that's a comfort zone for them. And you have to be able to peel back those layers to get to a place of peace.
Mm-hmm. So what about the things, the good things that happened in the previous year? Is it easier to pick and choose those things that you will bring with you, or do you recommend a full restart just as the new year restarts?
I don't recommend a full restart, because if you have some great things, some really good things that happened to you in 2017, that can be your fuel for 2018. When we look back over our life and start to reflect on some things, we're like, oh, my gosh, that was really great that happened to me. And that's kind of like fuel. That's momentum. Like, if that happened in 2017, 2018 is going to be absolutely amazing. So you need to take that with you. Because it's like a daily mantra for you. It's like your motivation. You can like put it on stickers around your house and look at anytime you get a little depressed, get a little down because something bad happened, look at that sticker of all the those stickers of all the good things that happened in your life. So I say no, take that with you. Don't do a full reset.
Stickers, you mean like the Being Mary Jane thing where you got stickers all over the house?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm not doing that. No. I'm not putting stickers.
But it helps to have a visual.
Yeah.
But however you want that visual to be, it helps to have visuals.
Yeah, those things that take the paint off your wall. you don't want to do that. Listen, I need to take another break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about dealing with people, transitioning from the old to the new, or just transitioning from the old and being at peace with yourself. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What are you doing to detox from 2017 and walking into 2018 like a boss? We'll be back in just a moment.
Sirius XM Channel 142, HBCU offers a...
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about out with the old and in with the new, getting rid of the 2017 baggage and walking into 2018 like a boss. Of course, we're talking to Nicole Turner, detox strategist and author of the upcoming book, Live Now, Die Later. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tell us how you plan to detox from 2017. Let's talk about people. And Donna, of course, earlier, our phone guest, alluded to that. it's one thing when you manage the things in your life, but managing people in your life is much more difficult, whether they are romantic relationships or whether they are concerns about your family. How do you do that? Let's talk about relationships. How do you do that when your heart is still in it?
So one of the most difficult things when it comes to romantic relationships, especially if they didn't end on a good note, mm-hmm. you can't control the other person's reaction or how they engage with you. So you have to get to a place where you're in control of your own actions and reactions. And like with Donna, I think it appears that she's holding on to the things as a way of holding on to the relationship. And at some point, you have to say, I love me more than I loved that person or more than I hate that person. Right now, this is not a Prince song. You got to focus on yourself.
That was good.
And it's hard. You know, when we open up ourselves, we're very vulnerable. And we unveil certain parts of ourselves and we tell secrets to that person. And then when you feel like, you know, you let so much of yourself out to let somebody in and then you were betrayed or your heart was broken, it's difficult. And I recommend like having like a burial ceremony. Like if you have pictures or if you have mementos from that relationship, have like a burial ceremony where you get a box. I'm not telling you to literally dig a hole and put the box in it unless you really want to. But it's like it's a release.
And you put kerosene on it.
No.
Incense, all of that, huh?
But you're putting all those things in that box to dispose of it, whether it's burning it, which I would not recommend.
Oh, my gosh.
Or trashing it, but getting rid of it. Because if you hold on to those things, if you hold on to the pictures, you know, if you hold on to the letters, or if you hold on to things that, now, of course, I'm not saying if they gave you jewelry or bought you clothing.
Of course not.
To get rid of those things.
Well, that's right. No, don't bury that diamond ring.
No. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. But you can take the diamond ring and change the ring to something that you like. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I do recommend like having your own little burial ceremony where you're saying, I'm releasing this. I'm letting it go.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between moving on and taking a break from something or someone?
So moving on, a lot of times when people move on, they move on to another person. They haven't dealt with those issues from that relationship. Now, when you're taking a break from someone, hopefully you're taking a break from everybody and you're having some reflective moments and you're trying to deal with those things that may be wrong with you. You know, taking a break is totally different from moving on, because I have taken breaks and I've taken those breaks to say, hey, you know what? There's a pattern that I saw in my life and I need to have a reflective moment and I need to work on some things with me. But if I just moved on from one person to the next person, you're carrying all that baggage. You're carrying all those things from that previous relationship, and you have not had that time to do what I call an after-action report, an after-the-relationship assessment of, you know, what did they do? What did you do? What could have been done differently? What are some things you need to work on? Is there something you're putting out there that are attracting certain people into your life? If you keep moving on, a lot of people who just move on, they move on to the exact same thing.
But if you take a break, metaphorically speaking, and you disappear, don't you need to let somebody know where you are?
Well, if you're taking a break, I hope you've communicated with the person that you're involved with to say, hey, I need to take a break. I need to pull back and outline the reasons why. One of the worst things you can do, as the young people say, is go ghost on somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't communicate with them. You stop talking. You stop calling. You stop making time. You just disappear. That's so disrespectful to do that to somebody. So I definitely recommend communicating that you're going to take a break. Communicate why you're going to take a break. And what are your intentions? Are your intentions after the break to come back to see if the two of you can, you know, try this again? Or are you taking a break to see if that's something you really want to do? You know, communicate. And a lot of people don't want to do that. It's so much easier to just disappear.
But it's that requires that requires you to put on your big girl pants and your big boy pants, because a lot of people will say, I'm taking a break, and they're just using that as an excuse to get out.
They do.
Yeah, because you take a break, and then the next thing you know, 3 months later, you are broken from that person. If there is the risk of that happening, do you need to make a phone call before, or how do you... how do you do that without looking like the bad guy or the bad girl?
Well, if you did that, you are already the bad guy or the bad girl. So, yes, if it's been a couple of weeks or a couple of months, you do need to, if you thought enough of that person to be in a relationship with them in the first place, think enough of them to give them that closure that they may need or that closure that you may need. But some people, they take these breaks, they do these disappearing acts, and they think, oh, at some point, the other person's just going to give up. They're going to stop reaching out. They're going to stop trying to be with me. They'll get it. But no, that's not how mature, grown people handle things. That's really how immature people handle things. So communicate with them. Let them know that, hey, I've taken this break, and now that I've been on this break, I don't think that this is something I want to resume. And they're going to have questions. They're going to want to know why. And, you can give them some answers without divulging everything, but you do owe it to them.
Mm-hmm. So when this kind of goes back to the New Year resolution piece, how do you start with passion without falling off the wagon by February first, with whatever it happens to be? It could be quitting smoking, managing your money, losing weight, stopping cursing, whatever it happens to be. How do you do that?
They say if you do something for 21 days consecutively, it becomes a habit. So if you want to stop smoking, which I hear, I've never been a smoker, but I hear that that habit is a little harder to break.
I've done it. It's very difficult.
Even if you've taken some months off, I hear it's very difficult to break that habit. But you didn't just start smoking overnight.
This is coming from the non-smoker. Yeah.
Let me choose something else.
Yeah, let's choose something else.
Let's say if you're a person who mismanages money.
Okay.
And part of your 2018 goals are to be more mindful of your financial spending and saving and investing. And a lot of people, a lot of times if they want to get there, it's because they're already in a situation. So you didn't get in that situation overnight. And it's very important to be patient with yourself. So sometimes when people don't see change happening as fast as they wanted to, they give up. But you have to look at the milestones. Forward motion is forward motion, even if it's a baby step. So you have to look at that baby step as progress, and don't get discouraged. And if you're interacting with people who have those bad habits that you're trying to get rid of, you may need to take a break, to go back to what we were just talking about.
You may need
to take a break, because we all know if you spend too much time with people who are doing things that you're trying to get away from, at some point you're probably going to fall back into that trap.
So if you fall off the wagon, how do you get back on? Let's take money management, as you said. So you decided to save $10 a day, and you put it in a jar or what have you, and then there's a sale at Neiman's. There's that February 1st, it's the Valentine's Day sale, and you're about to lose your mind, and you spend, that $300 or whatever it happens to be that you've saved. How do you get back to it? Do you just go right back into it? Is there a process?
So some people may look at spending that $300 at Neiman Marcus as a fail. So I'll use that word. And failure is part of the process.
Unless you look good in what you bought.
Well, it's not aligned with the financial goals that you have.
Okay, there you go.
So failure is a part of the process. Mm-hmm. And probably the problem is you went gung-ho instead of taking those small steps. And that small step could be, if you love Starbucks, Don't, if you go to Starbucks 5 days a week, try to only go 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Incrementally do changes in your life. And the more you do that, and one day you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't go to Starbucks in 3 months and I have $200 in the jar. And you're like, oh, I want to keep this going because you see progress.
Mm-hmm.
And once you see progress, it's just, progress is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. There's that forward motion you were talking about again. So give me 3 points to keep you on track for 2018 to stay in detox mode. If you want to stay in detox mode, that cleaning or maybe it'll drop off when you start doing better with your forward motion. 3 good points.
So I would say start every day in a positive state of mind, whether that's starting with prayer or meditation or an affirmation. Start every day, wake up with something to be grateful for. I also recommend focusing. They say we have about 60,000 negative thoughts a day. Try to change 10 to 15% of those to something positive. Start to shift your mind. And then the third one would be assess your habits, because it's so easy. Once we become habitual people, it's so difficult to change behaviors. And if you see patterns that are detrimental to you or not aligned with where you're trying to go, start to take away those bad habits and replace them with good ones.
And the older you get, the more difficult it is. So I guess you would have to really be more emphatic in your thinking to focus on those things as you get older, year after year.
Yes.
So. Well, there you go. Detoxstrategist.com. That's Nicole's website, book coming out next month. Live Now, Die Later. Nicole, good to see you. Happy New Year. And I'm sure you're going to have a fantastic 2018.
I am. I've already claimed that.
Oh, go ahead and claim it. Go ahead and claim it. Thank you. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, December 28th. I'm Harold Fisher. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.